Mountain View County, County Council's decision to remove the possibility of turning the former Campbell Gravel Pit into a day-use area from the 2022 project budget came following a lengthy discussion during the recent regularly scheduled council meeting. The pit property is located at Highway 27 and west of Secondary Highway 766 in Division 6. Formerly a gravel pit, the property was turned into a grazing lease following reclamation. The land is subject to a conservation easement between Legacy Land Trust Society and Mountain View County. Under the terms of the easement, a non-invasive level of recreation could be contemplated. In 2019, the county placed conservation easements on land previously used for aggregate extraction in an effort to preserve the lands and allow for continued agriculture use. To consider the feasibility of pursuing a day-use area at the site, council requested administration conduct a community engagement opportunity to receive feedback from Mountain View County residents and those located in the near vicinity. The survey was open from July 19 to August 6. Of the 119 who responded, 76%, 91 respondents, were in favor of a day-use area, 21%, 26 respondents, were opposed, and 2 offered no opinion. Of the 30 respondents from Division 6, 57% were opposed to a day-use area, with 87% of respondents from outside the division being in favor. As part of the engagement process, administration contacted adjacent landowners and encouraged them to complete the survey or send a letter to the county and/or the division's counselor. In response, a letter from 42 area landowners was received in opposition to a proposed day-use area. Concerns expressed in the letter included security and policing, impact on wildlife, access and infrastructure concerns, loss of land lease rental income, noise resulting from increased activity, and support for current management of the lands as an agricultural parcel. Email and telephone submissions were also received expressing concerns and objections, said Chris Atchison, the county's director of Legislative, Community and Agricultural Services. In September, councilors instructed administration to bring forward a project sheet to 2022 budget deliberations to further assess the possible development of a day-use area at the Campbell Pit. The proposed cost of developing a day-use area at the site was set at $53,650, including $45,000 for a parking area and facilities. During the December 1 council meeting, councilors discussed whether to approve the project sheet. Division 6 councilor Peggy Johnson said she was not in favor of moving ahead with the project and put forward a motion to remove the item from the project budget. She cited several factors for her request for removal, including that the site is designated as a Level 1 environmentally significant area and should be considered for preservation. This land is a unique ecological area uncommon in the local area, said Johnson. This land is sensitive to disturbance. It is a useful and viable pasture for grazing. There is good demand for good pasture. The number of landowners who objected to the proposal through the survey indicates a lack of support for the project, she said. During the recent election, many of us told taxpayers that we would listen to their concerns, and I think this would be a really good opportunity to exercise our commitment to the taxpayers, she said. Division 2 Councillor Greg Harris said the funds saved by not moving forward with the project could be redirected to recreation projects elsewhere in the county. If people don't want it, that clears up $50,000 that can go to park projects where people want them, said Harris. I don't think ramming something down people's throats is productive, and there are places in the county that are looking for park development. Division 3 Councillor Alan Miller said preserving the land for grazing use is beneficial. The county's 2022 project budget, totaling $13.7 million, was approved December 1. It is available for viewing on the county's website.